Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again, Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. At least I am this week, until they throw me out of here. But when they do throw me out of here, I'm still going to be at Mage, where I do my management consulting.
Unless John throws you out.
What'd you say?
Unless John throws you out.
Well, you know, I've been waiting for John to throw me out for years. He keeps being nicer to me. So he's, you know, he keeps telling me take more vacations. Why aren't you way more?
He's slowly trying to get rid of you.
No, he's trying to be nice to me.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't, you know, he's like, how can I quit when he's being so nice? So, no, he's quite supportive of everything, and he's always been very supportive. That's John Friedman, my partner. I know he's not listening to this segment, so it's good to compliment him. And that was Rich Hershen talking, not John, because he wouldn't have complimented me on the air. That would have been too public. That's Rich Hershen of Gray, Gray, and Gray, our accounting reporter, a tax and accounting reporter. And today we're going to talk about two great topics with Rich. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and accounting. Is that an oxymoron?
I don't think so.
and performance-based competition. So, you know,
compensation.
Rich,
yeah.
Compensation. So, and that's a topic I talk about with my clients all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, so
as
both,
do we.
You know, they just.
We work with a lot of professional service firms. In particular, I work with a lot of architects and engineers. And starting to see the trend of not just taking the profits at the end of the year and dividing them out by equally among the owners, but you know, really getting it more on performance and what did you do during the year to earn that money. And I personally think it's the way to go and motivates people and you can get a lot more out of them. But I think to do a proper plan that's fair for everyone requires some planning and some tough decisions.
You know, you might think I'm crazy.
I do.
You do anyway.
Yes.
I have the same compensation today that I had at Mage in 1981, the same base.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in raising my base. I believe in working and creating, you know, value and revenue. And then if there's revenue to be shared, then there's revenue to be shared. So I do believe it. Now, maybe you'd say that's ridiculous, but I don't want to. I don't believe you burden the firm with overhead.
I agree. We haven't changed our base compensation in our firm in years.
Right.
It's been the same. And you know, I think it's a good practice to get into. I mean, I think keeping the base the same for 30 years maybe a little unreasonable as health insurance and other costs go up.
I
mean, you want to
I don't pay
keep
that,
pace with so. That. But I do think having your set base, and then if the firm or company has a great year, there's a lot to divide up. And if it's a lean year, which, you know, we all go through those years, there's less to divide up. But
I like your philosophy, and I know this isn't where you were going. I know a couple of times we've talked to people from other firms about joining your firm, and I've gotten in the middle of that. And I think the compensation was really the definer of were they really entrepreneurial.
That's right.
You know, did they really believe in themselves versus having an institutionalized salary?
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, our firm, we do it that way. And some of the other professional service firms work with trying to get that way. You know, and the way I think a good program works, it's really defining goals at the beginning of the year and really starting out with what are the company goals for the year. And then building off of that. And then all of the owners have a piece of that. And the nice thing about companies with multiple owners or partnerships is, you know, you can balance each other's strengths and weaknesses. So you can put people in the position to succeed. But to do it right, it's start with your firm goals, figure out what every person that works the firm is going to do to help achieve those goals. And then you know, have those goals and you check in throughout the year and see your progress. And if you knock it out of the park, and do a great job of your goals, you should get a larger cut of the bonus because you led to more profits that year. And I think it's a good formula. I think it motivates people, and I think it can, you know, take companies to the next level.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, business is about growth. And if you're not structuring your compensation in alignment with those goals, then you're not going to reach those goals.
That's right. That's right. And I think a lot of companies struggle in that first year of trying to take that plunge because they're used to their get my base draw and I get my salary, and people don't want to give it up. They're not willing to take that leap of faith. So it's a challenge to convince people and get the buy-in. And I think you need to get buy-in from the whole group in order for it to be successful.
Well, it's hard. You know, I thinking about some people I work with in some professional service firms who came out of MBA programs and had a salary expectation that was not realistic. And they keep thinking in terms of salary. And I keep thinking when I'm talking to them and coaching them about them producing more. And if you're producing and thinking in terms of producing revenue for the firm, and the more revenue you produce, your compensation is unlimited.
That's right. That's right. That's what at my firm, we've told that to the young professionals, you know, drive revenues, bring in business. And it's not just bringing in new clients. It's, you know, offering additional services to existing clients, you know, running the firm more profitably to make sure people are utilized properly, make sure you've got a good realization on clients. So there's a lot of components to what can make the year end be very profitable. At the engineering companies, gets into the multiplier, you know, are they bidding jobs right? Are they making enough money on the jobs? You know, is their staff working enough? Or do they have enough billable hours? You know, and all those things. And of course, bringing in the new projects and making the connections and getting involved in the community so you can grow the company. It all goes into it. And you can set up, you know, measurable goals on all those things if you know, that's how you believe you're going to advance your company and align the compensation with achievement of those goals.
You know, and I would say, going back to my childhood when professionals were revered, of all the professions that have not sort of like crashed, you know, I get consultant jokes, you get lawyer jokes, you get doctor jokes.
There's accountant jokes too.
Yes, but people, yeah, just boring.
Yeah, pretty much.
But people,
the accountants
still
don't get them, but they make the jokes.
People still respect their accountants.
Yeah.
And they still hold them in high regard. And, you know, if you're going to do new business development, I would prefer to do it in an accounting firm versus any of the other firms because you're less transactional than we are. And so you're building longer-term relationships in accounting firms than, let's say, a consulting firm or a law firm.
That's true. I mean, there's the compliance side of things. Every year you're going to do a tax return. Every year you may need an audit. But I think where you can really add value is on the consulting side of working with the companies. You know, where are they going with the company? How can you help them? How can you help them be more profitable, be more efficient? You know, ownership transition issues and all that. And I was actually just at a conference not too long ago, and I've read some things that artificial intelligence is coming on, and the big four are spending millions and millions of dollars developing computer programs that can do a lot of the compliance. So tax returns, a computer can do the whole thing, and audits. I heard a story of one of the big firms was developing software that basically the software would spit out what the balance sheet and income statement should look like, and the audit basically involved comparing that computer-generated balance sheet and income statement, which is derived from all the data that took place during the year, to the actual results. So I think the key for a good accountant is getting away from just the annual compliance work and really getting to know the owners.
Because that's going to be really commoditized.
Yeah, and replaced by supercomputers.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I think even today where we add the most value, it's getting to know the owners, getting to know the business, helping them, you know, solve their problems, helping them get to the next level and really working closely with them. And I think that's how we differentiate ourselves. And it's more interesting.
You know, the whole artificial intelligence thing, I think, is going to change accounting because it's true. So many accountants relied on staying in their offices and just doing taxes and compliance work on a quarterly basis. And they're going to be outdated. So it is going to be the accountant that sort of gets out as a business person and works with the client on an ongoing basis to build their business that's going to survive. Because that you can't teach a computer.
That's right.
Computer's not going to buy you lunch and talk to you about your business.
That's exactly right. And I think, yeah, sitting in your office, just getting your billable hours, you know, punching out tax returns and things like that, I think that business is going to change significantly. And where the firms are going to go and add the most value is in the consulting side. And that's what we see now. I mean, things come up. You get a company that has an owner that, you know, is nearing retirement age and hasn't even thought about, well, what are we going to do now? So it's working with them of, you know, transitioning to the next generation. Do they have the right people in place to take over the firm? I mean, sometimes right. You get someone who wants to sell it to the next generation, wants to see the company that he or she started survive the next generation, but they haven't done anything to groom the future leaders. So who's going to take it over? So you run into those issues, and it's trying to identify those early and help.
You know, for many years, accounting firms told me that they had trouble recruiting. Because it was a more of a traditional ladder to the top. You had to really learn the profession. I actually believe that if I were to go back to school today, I would go down the accounting route. I think it's the more stable environment to be in than a lot of other professional service firms that you can be in today. And I like this, and I like the client base, the diversity of the client base and the breadth and the stability of it as well. So I think there is stability and a place to do business in an accounting world.
Yeah, I mean, I've made my career in accounting. I think it's a great profession. I think you can go to college and, you know, get your degree and take the CPA exam, and you're in great shape. There is the annual compliance side of things, and although I do think some of that work is going to change significantly over the next several years with computers, but it will still be there. You're still interacting with your clients on an ongoing basis. So it's less project-oriented and more relationship-oriented.
Well, the clients that you and I share, which are a few, they all seem to love you, and they all defer to you and trust you a lot. So,
well, thank you.
Says a lot about you. If someone else is looking to discuss the world of accounting and their world of accounting, how would they find you?
You can go to our website, which is gggcpas.com, or they could call me directly at 781-493-3271.
Again, we're talking with Rich Hershen. Thanks, Rich, for being on the show today. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.